Daniel ben Kenaz was the one that conquered the city of Kiryat Sefer, and everything seemed gevaldik. But then the pasuk says his daughter complained. His daughter complained. So the lashon of the pasuk here is that his daughter said, it's hard to even read the words. That's how difficult it is. His daughter told the father, the lashon of the daughter is, Vatovoi, Vatisisei Lishol Meisavia, Vayomer Lakolev Malach, Vatoimer Tinoli Brocha. She told her father, give me a brocha. We'll see what brocha is. Give me brocha. Vinosato li, Kieret Lanogev Nisatoni, Vinosato li Gulo Ismayim. So Rashi says, Tinoli brocha parnosa. Kolev's daughter came and said, support me. I need parnosa. And then Chazal say, a woman without parnosa is not good. And then she says, Ki eretz hanogev nisatoni, she's referring to her husband, Osniel ben Kenaz. She says, you gave me eretz hanogev, bayish minugov mikol toiva. You gave me a home that there's nothing good in it. Nothing good in it? Rabbanit al-Makula. She got a Sneel ben Kenaz. She's married to the God Lador. She said, you gave me a home that's dried up. There's nothing good in the home. V'nosatali gulo ismayim odom she'em boi elotoyro. Pella. You're talking about Kolev and Yefune's daughter. The God Lador's daughter. So you have the God Lador's daughter, and she got the God Lador for a husband, and she complains about that she has no parnasa, which is okay. Odi Adonish, we could understand that. And she tells her father, not only she complains, she says, look what you gave me. All you gave me was a man, ain't by Elotara. The lashon of Chazal, Odom Sheminu Bayis Sheminugav Mikol Toiva, Odom Sheim Bayal Torah Bulvat. What in the world is going on here? It's Marafis Igra. So anyway, Kolev ben Yefune takes care of her. Takes care of her. The Shaila is what's Pshat. So I'm going to tell you a biur that I saw many, many years ago, Koyelas David, Reb David Pardo. And I tied it into a Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis Daf Chofei Amud Beis, it's really on Chofei Amud Aleph. It's a big sugya. It starts on Chofei Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the wife of Reb Chanina, famous Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina's father said about him, Chanina Bini, Kol Olam Nizim Bishul Chanina Bini, my son Chanina is supporting the whole world. The whole world is an Ischus. He doesn't need anything. He could have kaf charuv and he could manage on nothing. So the Gemara says that was him. But his wife wasn't so happy. His wife was not happy that Chanina didn't have a lot of parnos. So the Gemara reads, the Gemara in Tainus reads as follows. Omrelet visu. If Chanina's wife tells him, Admosai nezel v'nitztayer kulahai. How long are we going to suffer? How long are we not going to have parnas? So he told her, oh my law, my nevet. So Reb Chanina tells his wife, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? This is Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina can make any miracle in the world. So she basically told him, what do you mean? You get for everybody else, get us some parnas. Boy Rachme. I'm not asking you to work. Go into a corner and daven. Rabbi Shem, give parnasa. It'll be parnasa. Boy, rachmi, the nesiv lachmidi. Daven, the shemayim should give you something. Anyway, his wife told him. Reb Chanina knew he has a ksuba. He has to take care of his wife. She needs more parnasa. He went to the corner. Boy, rachmi. He davened. Zogn chazal, the yotzo kimin pisas yad. Shemayim, a hand came down from Shemayim, For Yovle Chad Kara de Ptura de Dava. The Gemara says here in Tainus, they gave him a gold leg, like a leg of a table. A gold leg. You can imagine a pure gold leg. Could take care of him for the rest of his life. No. After he got the leg, he had a dream. Shtickle nightmare. Chazi b'chilma, da'asidi tzadiki da'achdi ha'ptur the davos le klas kari, v'yuach l'apada tre kari. So he saw in a dream that all the tzadikim in Olam Haba, they're eating by a table with three legs, and he's eating by a table with two legs. Kilu, that leg that they gave him shamayim, it was taken off from his leg up there. So he's getting a gold leg here, but it's coming off over there. He told his wife, that's what's going on. Omar Lo, Chanina told his wife, we have a lot of parnasa now. Now we're multi-millionaires. But I'm telling you, I saw in a dream in Shamayim, the table over there is a little shaky. Nichali de Mechla, Hakuli Alma, Aptur de Mishlam, Anan, Aptur de Mixa. Are you happy with that? He felt he has to tell his wife. So you see an unbelievable thing from this Gemara. That's Tama, I'm telling you, a Shalom Bayis thing you see from this Gemara. There's a famous Reb Chaim Volozhin. I'm sure some of you have heard this Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin has said that in order for somebody to have Shalom Bayis in the house, all Ruchnius decisions should be made by the husband, and all Gashmius decisions should be made by the wife. The husband shouldn't mix into the wife's business. The wife shouldn't mix into the husband's business. Shalom bayis. It's easier said than done, for sure. Right? The famous vitz goes that they spend the rest of their life and argue what's mili d'shmaya and what's not. Right? But that's the famous Reb Chaim Volozhin. So Reb Yankov once said that Reb Chaim Volozhin only works if you never allow the mili d'shmaya to interfere with the mili d'beisa, which means, if your wife says, this is the couch that I want, you start telling her, well, that couch, it could be a shayl of shatness. No, mila d'beisa, you mix out. Don't even mix mila d'shmaya to your wife's mila d'beisa. You don't worry about your mila. Your wife is mila d'beisa, don't mix into that. Don't mix it. That's mila d'beisa. Your wife will take care of that. That's what Yankov said. If you're going to stop mixing your mila d'shmaya with your wife's mila d'beisa, forget it. Because you always find firm excuses to mix into Yenna's meal of the base. Mishtach Mishtachayin. I tied it at this Gemara here by Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina davened, his wife told him we need money. His wife davened, that's meal of the base. Right? Clearly it's meal of the base. She said we need panosa. That's something to do with the house. Reb Chanina went to the corner, davened to Rabbanishlam, give us panosa. Hand comes down from Shemayim, delivery, drone delivery. Today we talk, I have those things, drone delivery. Here's a gold leg. Now they're living very comfortably. Now he sees a dream. What's going on in Shemayim? So now, Chanina doesn't go now, daven and should go back. He just tells his wife, this is what I dreamt. What are you tying at? If his wife, what we see from the Gemara in Tainus, is if his wife would have said, okay, so in Shemayim, we only have two legs. I'm happy. I want one leg here, we'll have two legs there. Then that would have been the end of the story. This idea that Rabbi Yankov said, that you have to, your wife's meal of the base, you know, don't worry about your meal of the shmai. It's your wife's business. He asked her, what do you want? So his wife said, oh, I give the leg back. I don't want the leg. Give the leg back. And the Gemara says, see, he davened and the hand came down from Shemayim and took the leg back. Boy, Rachma in the Shaklam, you know? She said, davened, they should take it back. Vishaklu. So obviously, this Gemara is v'malamei asogu seina. But I'm going to tell you a simple pshat in the Gemara, which I think is korvel a pshat and simple pshat in the Gemara. First of all, the lady had a parnasa problem. She had a parnasa problem, so how did Reb Chanina take care of the problem? He davened for a leg, then he had this funny dream that he's only with a table on two legs instead of three legs, and then they gave the leg back. And now what? So how did they manage now? What happened to all her kids? She said, I can't manage like this. Well, now she could manage. The Gemara doesn't say what happened. Sounds like, okay. He had his dream, everything was taken care of. How did his dream take care of her problem? I'll ask you a different question. Most tables that I know of have four legs. Right? Most tables have four legs. I mean, you could have a pedestal, but a regular table has four legs. That's normal. Yeah? Why does the table in Shemayim have three legs? Obviously, we're not talking about a regular table. So what's the table we're talking about? So I'll tell you a different pshat, and this will explain to us what's pshat in Kolev. And again, the pshat in Kolev's daughter I already got from the Kohelis David, Reb David Pardo. It's a kadman. Reb Chanina's wife was a big tzaddikus, and she didn't need so much money. And for her to be married to Reb Chanina was more than enough. She had a different problem. Her problem was, Al shloisha dvorim ha'oilom oimed. The world is standing on three pillars. Al ha-Torah, al ha-Voidah, v'al gmilus chasod. Those are the three pillars the world stands on. Every single Jew in this world has to try with the best of his ability to do Torah, ha-Voidah, gmilus chasod. Hold up the world. If you don't have money, right, it limits what you could do to help other people. How much gmilus chasodim could you do? Right? So obviously you could do chesed. There's a lot of chesed to do without money. But it limits. Somebody who has a lot of money could do a lot of chesed. More chesed. More money could do more chesed. They don't always do, but you can. You have potential. Rabbi Sai, Reb Chanina's wife had one problem. How long are we going to suffer and not be able to help people? The Meshulach comes from on the door. What do I tell him? We have no money. How long? That was her problem. Her problem wasn't her own parnas. Her own parnas is she would have given to chanetz. So what did Reb Chanina do? He davened. Shemayim delivered a leg. So now she thought everything's great. Now we have Torah, avoiding Mulchazad. But the truth is, she made one big mistake. The mistake she made was that when Shemayim sends you in this world, your job is to work with the koiches that you have. Shemayim is not going to come to Radinsky and say, why didn't you give as much stock as Laser Shiner? Because I'm not Laser Shiner. Devila, maybe. It's Devila, I'm not Laser Shiner. Devila, I don't have as much real estate as he does. I don't have nursing homes. I can't do right now with Laser Shiner. They're not going to come to say, Radinsky, Moshe Reichman. No, Moshe Reichman is Zuchayn El-Vrocha from Toronto. You know how many Kailim he started? You know how many yeshivas he helped? Radinsky, what's with you? They're not going to ask me. Shemayim is going to look at my bank account. And yes, they'll have kindness on me if I didn't give what I should give. If I didn't help what I could help. But they're not going to come to me and ask me why I didn't do what Yen helped. That was the mistake Reb Chanina's wife made. So when he asked that Shemayim should give him stam gifts of money that weren't supposed to be allocated to him, they showed him that actually that's a chasaran. That's not your mission. You doing the chesed you were doing, that's why they showed him everybody sitting on three legs. Every tzaddik in Shemayim, whether it's a tzaddik that is rich as Moshe Reichman or a tzaddik that was as poor as the Chofetz Chaim, they're all sitting by a table with three legs. Al shloisha dvorim ha'olam oimed. Torah, avodah gmilus chasadim. Everybody did what they could do. When you try to fumble with what Hashem gave you, that's a begam. His wife said, oy b'zoy, give the leg back. Oy b'zoy, I don't need the leg. I wanted the leg that we should have a complete Torah, avodah gmilus chasadim. Chanina told you, you don't understand. In Shemayim, everybody's sitting in those tables. All the tzaddikim that have done everything they could do. Kolev ben Yefuna's daughter, perhaps we could say that's the pshat when she said, "Bayish menugav mikol toif," because chesed is toif, chesed is goodness. She said, "I can't do anything for people." That was a taina. She didn't come to Kolev. Odim sheim b'yel Torah. Now we have the omer haTorah. I want the omer of gemilus chasadim. Then we can understand how this fits with all the milas, because Chazal tell us she had ruach hakodesh. All the milas she had. Yeah, part of the milas was she wanted it. She wanted more. That's why she used the lashon ein bo ela Torah. She didn't devaluate Torah. She just said Torah is one pillar. What's going to be with the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim? That was her time. Okay, we'll stop here. Guys, I have a shift day today. My boy said 12th grade, so we got to start.